Today in the Contract or Fight podcast, we're digging into what it means to get eyeballs. I'm going to share with you the best approaches you could take to get the phone to ring with the best prospects in your area and leave all the bad ones for your competitors to chase after. Let's go. All right, listen, do you want to get better at something? No matter what you want to get better at, you have to know the point you're at right now. You need to know your current location in that area that you want to get better at. And today we're going to talk about your marketing. I know so many contractors are struggling to get the phone to ring consistently year round with the right types of prospects. And today I want to talk about the benefit of using what's called a SWOT analysis for your marketing. Now, SWOT, S-W-O-T, all right, stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And so today I'm going to dig into that, talk about some of the benefits of you doing a SWOT analysis for your marketing and some of the things that you can learn from them. All right, so listen, the couple benefits right out of the gate here, guys, are when you do a SWOT analysis on anything, you're going to know what's working and what's not working. You're going to be able to identify things that are opportunities for you in your business. You're going to be able to opportunity threats, things from the outside that can come and knock you off course. And so I wanted to apply this to marketing today because if I were a betting man, I would bet that 99.9% of you, and I don't know why I'm talking in this accent, but 99.9% of you all really don't give a whole lot of thought to your marketing strategy. Most people just go, oh, I heard Facebook works, or I heard ads work, or this works, or that works. And you throw crap against the wall, and then you're just trying to make sense of it all. What's working, what's not working. There's an old quote, I don't want to butcher it. But anyway, he many, many years ago, he says, I know for sure 50% of my marketing is working. I just don't know which 50%. All right. So this will help you identify some things. This can also be time sensitive. When you do a SWOT analysis, it's a snapshot in time, like your profit and loss sheet, right? Cash is always moving in and out of a business. So when you print your profit and loss sheet, it's just a snapshot of time, all right, of that moment, the exact minute that you printed that thing, okay? Same thing with a SWOT analysis, guys. When you take the time to do this, you're just getting what's happening kind of like right now in your marketing because conditions are always changing. This is also time sensitive in the sense that it's going to take you or somebody in your organization a little bit of time to do this. You're going to need to invest a couple hours and dig through some things, dig through some data, blah, 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 all that stuff. So SWOT analysis, let's dig into this. Okay. The S, you guys, strengths. This is really answering the question, where does our marketing stand out? Okay. What's working? What's strong about what we're doing in our marketing? Okay, what do we do that's better than other people in our industry? So for instance, one of the strengths of the Contractor Fights marketing strategy is the content that we put out. Okay, we know that because 95% of our company's revenue literally comes from the content that we generate here. Okay, other questions that you can ask yourself. And by the way, guys, with each one of these areas, SWOT, you're just asking some questions. And if you got a team, pull your team together and have some discussion around this, all right? What positive attributes are your customers seeing or associating with in your brand? What's resonating with them? What are you doing right? So again, throughout this, guys, I'm going to give a couple examples here of just the fight. But for instance, one of the things that resonates with the Contractor Fight audience is the phrase, stop stealing from your family, all right? We've been using that for years, and it's really touched the emotions of you guys out there in contractor land, okay? And so you need to just know what messages have we put out that are working? What's working? What are those strengths? What were the messages? What's our unique selling position? I don't like that phrase that much. It's just too complicated for me. I remember I'm a short bus kid. All right, so I like the term brand promise. What is the promise that we're putting out to the marketplace and is it resonating with people? For us in the Contractor Fight, it is the brand promise of fanatical attention. That's what we give to our program members. Other strengths could be like, what kind of resources that do you have that your competitors don't have in your marketing. Maybe you have a team of people that have some skills. Maybe you got some videographers or whatever it might be. Okay. So this is not a one and done thing, by the way, meaning it's not like you're gonna answer these questions and have all these answers, but what this does is it just gets your mind focused on what are we doing right now that's working? Because sadly, when you're not tracking this stuff, when you're not paying attention to it, sometimes there's a big win right under your nose. And if you're not paying attention, you're not having these discussions, it's going to be tough to capitalize on the things that you're doing well. Okay. So next area I want to get to is your weaknesses. All right. This is a challenging part because you got to own your crap, right? You have to be honest with yourself. You got to own your crap. And sometimes it's hard to admit when things are not going as planned. I once did a direct mail campaign where I sent, it was many years ago, the first direct mail campaign I ever did was about a $14,000 spend over the course of a month and a half, 2 months. And I got zero leads. I got zero sales. It was a totally awful campaign. And I had to look in the mirror. I had to look at my business partner and go, you know, yeah, I guess we shouldn't have done this, or we should have done it differently, right? And what we found is that our messaging was off. It's not that direct mail doesn't work, but sometimes a weakness is just the messaging is off. Or maybe you're putting out your advertising in the wrong channels and things like that. All right. So to dig into your weaknesses in your marketing, we're just talking marketing. You do this, like I said, for any area of your company, but what are your customers dislike about you? Maybe about your process. Remember, everything we do and everything we don't do is marketing. Everything sends a message. Everything tells a story. It could be as simple as I had one guy I'm thinking of right now who his onboarding process was so complicated for his leads that would come in, meaning he had them jumping through all these hoops. And what we found by doing a SWOT analysis is that people were bailing out at a certain point in that because he was trying to get every bit of information and before he got on the phone with somebody. And people didn't want to take the time to fill all that crap out on his website. So they were bailing out of the website halfway through the form. Okay. So that would be a weakness. All right. What complaints are you seeing? Go look at your reviews. This is huge. What are the common complaints that you see when you get a 1 or 2 star review? We all get them. And if you're not getting them, I don't know. I like negative reviews to a degree because it shows that I'm standing for something. I'm doing things in a certain way. We see in the contractor world in our communities, most of the reviews people get are like based on the sales process that we teach. Like I called 18 contractors to come look at my one bedroom paint job and this guy wouldn't come out and meet with me on the spot for free like the other 17 did. Okay. And that would be the review. Now, something like that, I'd reply to it and just go, yeah, whatever, this is our process and blow me. All right. But sometimes there's some gold in that. All right. Back to the example I gave with the guy who made his process too complicated. Had that been a review, that would have been really good to know. All right. Why are people leaving you? All right. Guys in the trades, there is so much opportunity for repeat business and referrals. If you're not getting referrals, if you're not getting repeat business, that's kind of a weakness there because it's much easier to sell to people that have already bought from you. People that have already bought from you spend like 60, 67% more money with you over time. All right. It's a lot cheaper to get to convert a past client or a referral than it is to go get a new client. So we want to really examine, like, especially you service businesses. Like I get it. Like people aren't remodeling a kitchen every year, but like if you're a painter, if you're a plumber, if you're an electrician, if you're a house cleaning service, whatever it might be, those service type business that are kind of in and out, quick, smaller jobs. If you don't have a shit ton of repeat business, that's a weakness. I'm thinking back. I was thinking back in preparation for this, that out of every 100 leads that we got with one of my companies, we had about 80 of them, 80% were past customer referrals and influencer leads. Meaning I only had to do like traditional advertising, billboards, ads, things like that for the other 20 leads that would come into the business. And that was actually a strength of ours. I have no science to back this up. This is purely Tom's opinion, but I would say if at least 70, 75% of your leads are not from past customers, referrals, and influencers, you have a problem with the experience that you are delivering for people. Okay. You know, what are the biggest, another question asked to get your weaknesses, what are the biggest challenges, or I'm sorry, where do you lose people in your process? Okay. You might look at your website data as part of this SWOT analysis and see, man, we're getting 2,500 people a month to our website. They're coming onto our website. But if you're not getting a nice amount of leads from that amount of traffic, then you have a what's called a conversion problem. That's it's a weakness, right? Meaning your content isn't engaging, your page doesn't load good, it's not mobile friendly. There's all these different things, okay? And then just another question to ask, a weakness would be, what resources are we lacking that would make us a stronger marketing power in our area here? And again, that could be a resource, could be we just haven't sat down and done a SWOT and created a strategy. Another weakness or resource we're lacking could be, I really need to get somebody to handle content and video because I know it's out there and we got to do it. And I keep trying to do it myself and I keep screwing the pooch. So I need to invest in a video guy, whatever it might be. All right. At the Contractor Fight, our goal is to change the contracting industry for the better. And we know that the best way to do that is by educating one contractor at a time. It's why we put out so much valuable free content on our YouTube channel, podcast, and in our free Facebook group. Today, I want to invite you to join us on Facebook, where our 11,000 strong contractor community is working to build better businesses and charge what they're worth. You'll find a place to connect with other contractors, share tips and ideas, and enjoy free live training and Q&As with myself and other Fight coaches. Join us by visiting thecontractorfight.com/Facebook and help us with our mission to bring respect and dignity back to the trades. Oh, and hey, if you are already a member of the group, I challenge you to invite another contractor friend to join us. Send them the link, thecontractorfight.com/Facebook, or invite them in Facebook. Super appreciate you guys. I'm out. So let's go ahead and talk opportunities now. We got two more here. This is fun, man, because opportunities, it's about vision. It's looking for areas to grow and build your brand and capitalize on things that are going on. And so this is like what, kind of like we talked with strengths and weaknesses about what's resonating with your current customers. Well, guys, can you leverage that? Can you pour gas on those things that are working? That is an opportunity. Or maybe an opportunity is something outside. Maybe your biggest competitor retired. Okay. You own a painting company, a flooring company, and the big dog in town decides to hang it up. Maybe he sells the business or his kid takes over, and his kid, like most kids that take over a family business, you know, put their balls in a vise and destroy the company within 3 years. That's an opportunity, right? To pick up some market share. You know, things like what's going on in the economy right now at the time of this recording. Some, and I will make the case when we talk about threats, you know, sometimes there's the threats or things that are outside of our control a lot of times. Okay. But like an opportunity, guys, could be the fact that because interest rates are high right now, people are staying in their homes, right? They're not going to buy new homes right now because the timing blows. Well, that's an opportunity. If you're a remodeling company, if you're somebody that's doing home improvements and stuff, people are going to spend the money they have and they're going to invest into their home. I believe that's an opportunity. I believe a couple of years ago when COVID hit and everything was locked down, people are in their homes. That was something outside of our control that in some ways could be viewed as a threat, but many viewed it as an opportunity to really capitalize on that. Okay. Opportunities are also looking at what relationships do I have that are going well? Maybe, you know, I'm big on influencer relationships, and I'll just give you guys a quick crash course on that here. If you are, I'll just use painter. As a painting contractor, an influencer to me might be a top performing real estate agent that I could build a relationship with. It might be an interior design firm. It might be a home inspector and might be, you know, many other things. So look at those opportunities. Which types of influencers are generating the most profitable work for your company? And then an opportunity would be, how do I find more of them? Okay. So hopefully this makes sense. All right. Let's dig into the final one here, threats. Okay. One of the things that a successful business does well is they can see shit coming before it comes. All right. You can almost see the future. And the longer you've been doing this, especially you guys have been in the game a long time, you've seen trends. You just kind of, you can sniff it out. You know something's coming. And so most successful companies have that ability to head those things off before they become a big problem. So for instance, about 5 years ago, we started a group coaching program. Now, at the time of this recording, it's 2022. I'm trying to give you guys like context here. All right, just from the fight. There was talk back in 2017, 2018-ish about a recession coming. Well, it didn't come. But in preparation for that, as soon as that language started to be used out there in the world a little bit, our team here in the fight, we were like, we need to create like a recession-proof product to help contractors and help us grow our business. And that's where we created, back in the day, those, some of you remember, our 100K program, where it was a low-cost, high-impact, high-touch coaching group. And the whole idea behind that was, you guys are going to still need help. We need to be profitable and stay in business. Let's create a product before the shit hits the fan so that we're all equipped. And I actually started doing coaching calls in that group talking about how to prepare for a recession and things like that. All right. So you got to see the threats that are coming and actually do something about it. So a few things to consider here. One I mentioned was economic, or the economy, inflation, right? Maybe there's a recession, there's rising costs, gas is through the roof, this and that. That could be a threat. All right. Another threat could be maybe there's some sort of big change in marketing that is a threat. So I know several years ago, I forget what it was called, guys. So, you know, pardon me for my ignorance here, but there was some big change that Google had made in their algorithms that really screwed a lot of companies showing up first in search. Obviously, that's a threat. So that would be like, we don't want to be a one-trick pony just relying on Google or Facebook or whatever it is. That's why I have an issue with so many contractors, like, word of mouth's my only thing. Okay. I grow my business with word of mouth. My work speaks for itself. And as important as that stuff is, it's important that you're attacking the whole field. I was, you know, as a football coach, it's like, hey, we're going to run the ball in the middle. We're going to run off tackle. We're going to run a sweep play. We're going to throw a screen. We're going to throw deep. We're going to throw a seam to the tight end over the middle. Like, guys, you have to have the type of marketing strategy and plan that attacks the whole field. So you're not a one trick pony. In case that thing takes a shit, you're, you know, you're prepared and all that stuff. All right. The final threat, this kind of ties into the influencer thing I talked about, is what relationships are you relying on and what would happen if that went away? All right. So I know somebody right now, I'm not going to say it because I don't want to embarrass the person, but this person has been in business for over 30 years. They, doesn't matter what their trade is, they've been with the same home builder. 95% of their work comes from this one home builder for the last 30 years. Now, it's a great relationship. Well, anytime that home builder, anytime home building slows down, this contractor I'm talking about is scrambling and is fucking going broke, because that's a huge threat, right? And so make sure that, you know, you have great relationships with multiple vendors, multiple influencers, other contractors. You know, if one of these relationships went away tomorrow, could you stay in business? How would you recover? Okay. How would that impact your business? Guys, these are just things to put on your radar. All right. So take some time, grab a notepad, grab your team, anybody that's relevant to this conversation in your company, and take a half a day, take a day, and really camp out on these things. Put some of these questions out and say, hey, I like doing this. I like putting some questions out and saying, next week we're going to get together and talk about it. So everybody's got several days to marinate on this shit. Okay. Take some time to dig through your data. Where are your leads really coming from? All right. This is why it's important to track this stuff. What are your most profitable jobs? One of the things that I always recommend, and what we've always done, is go, okay, I'll just use painting again. Here's decks, here's fences, here's pressure washing, here's interior painting, and here's exterior painting. Let's just use those services if you're a painting contractor. Break down how many leads you get for each service. Break down your close rate, your average job size, and your gross profit per service. Then you're going to know where to put more of your focus on and capitalize on those things. So guys, hopefully this helps. I appreciate you hanging with us here today. Share this with another contractor. Take some action on this. Don't be a common contractor who struggles year in and year out. So many people have been in business for so long, and they're making it harder than it needs to be because they don't take some time to do some of this mental work that I'm talking about here, where you're just looking at the truth and you're creating a plan and you're being on the offensive when it comes to your marketing. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out.